Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington. When Vanessa O'Hockham gave birth to her son, she was only 24 weeks pregnant. Vanessa was terrified. Her newborn, JC, weighed just a little more than 736 grams, or about 1.5 pounds.
I couldn't even change a diaper. I was so nervous and anxious. He just looked so frail. But the nurses were very supportive and encouraging.
O'Hockham and JC were lucky. JC was in the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, at Children's National Medical Center in Washington during the course of a nutritional study. A team of specialists at the NICU wanted to see if they could help JC and other small preterm babies boost their weight and improve their chances to thrive. Michelon Riarde is a healthcare administrator who leads the team.
Preemies in particular have a high incidence of malnutrition as well as poor development.
As Riarde explained, these micropreemies have so little body fat they can't afford to waste energy. Some are in blanketed incubators to encourage sleep so they don't move around and burn calories. The team focused on what and when the babies ate. Caitlin Forsyth is the lead nurse on the study.
We noticed that a lot of our practitioners and the way that they were providing feedings for our very low birth weight babies, so those are babies that were born 1,500 grams or less, they're being fed all kinds of different varying ways.
The team wanted to standardize the nutrients in what the babies are fed because medical literature shows it helps babies thrive. Wherever possible, Forsyth said the team emphasized mother's milk. The team standardized nutrition practices to include fortified donor breast milk for babies whose mothers couldn't provide their own, fortified mother's milk, and formula, depending on each baby's needs. Forsyth says she's pleased with the results so far.
We have been able to put protocols in place so that there's a standardization of care. We've also increased the amount of mother's own milk we've been providing for the babies, which is great.
The team isn't quite done. They want to tweak the existing nutrition practices to see if they can improve their results. Once they're finished, they will publish the results so other micropreemies can benefit too. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.